may be made manifest among you. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. For in eating, everyone taketh before of his own supper, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What, have ye not houses to eat and to drink in? Or despise ye the church of God, and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Lord that which I have delivered unto you. For the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For we would judge ourselves. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he may come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. And he had some more work to do there that he would take care of when he got there. You come together and you don't improve your situations. You make things worse. There can be a point in church where coming together is, and people say, you know, gather yourselves together, even the more so as you see the day approaching. And then you think about how some people, that can be for the worse. Because that is how it can be with people. Because church can get totally screwed up. Because you know what? Yeah, it's profitable to fellowship together, right? If there's profit in it. But what if it's just nothing? Nothing. You come together and in, for the worse. First of all, so this is the first thing. When you come together in the church, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I believe it partly. He says, I believe some part of it, or I believe it of some part of you. What he's, whatever. He believes, you know, there's some, I can definitely believe this. What he's saying is, yeah, I figured on that. There've got to be some heresies among you. Heresies is simply properly a choice. That is, in a specific sense, a party or an abstract idea of disunion. From heremi, to take for oneself. Heresis. Heresy is actually a Greek word. To prefer. Just have a preference for something else. This is why, you know, they heap to themselves itching ears. I'm sorry, they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. See, there are certain things they want to hear. There are certain things they'd rather hear. So they listen to people who will tell them the things they want to hear. Heresy is to listen for choice. To believe based on what you want to be true. That is why we are in the state we are in. That is why the gospel, you know, why do people believe that when you die, you go to heaven? Heresy. It's a choice. It's something they want to believe. Something they choose to believe. So they find scriptures to support it. Even though the overwhelming weight of evidence that speaks in the doctrine teaches that the dead go to the grave and there they sleep. And they wait the resurrection. Ultimately, those who teach when you die, you go to heaven, they deny the resurrection. Or they say the resurrection even now has come. And they're following the same heresy as Hymenaeus and Philetus. We covered that in another epistle of Paul. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, Hymenus and Philetus and the resurrection, look it up. And then you can study the book I taught on that. I think it was Timothy or something. Or maybe Titus. But anyway, whatever. So, heresies must be among us, that those who are approved, those who are acceptable, those by God, may be made manifest. So this is not a justification, but it is why they are permitted of God. They aren't justified, but they are permitted. So that those who are approved can be made manifest, and so that they can stand against it. Heresies come out to bring out those who are approved. Because everything was all hunky-dory, you know, it's to separate and to cause division. There are going to be divisions. In fact, you know, the thing is, there's some things ought to be divided with. Someone recently said, well, what God hath joined, let not man put asunder. And what God, and I add to that, what God hath put asunder, let not man join. So the purpose of heresy is to bring out the best, to bring out those who are approved. And that is God's purpose in it. It has a purpose in the church. But again, it's not, but it should be overcome, meaning in the sense of it's got to be those, when those who are made manifest, now they're made manifest and their work is to root it out. And then it may come up, and it comes up again and again and again. There's always more heresies. There's always a great, you don't need to, like, if you got one heretic, you don't have to keep him around forever. You know, like a pet heretic in the church. Oh, just keep that guy around. There's got to be heresies among us. But it's supposed to have a purpose to make manifest those that are approved. And then, now that it's served its purpose, kick it out. That's how you deal with heresy. You get rid of it. Because if God needs more heresy, he'll bring more. You don't have to, like, have a pet heretic off in the corner, you know, with a chain around his neck and just sitting there. Oh, there's the heretic. Shh. It seems ridiculous. It is. So when you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. What he's saying is what they do. When you come together, therefore, into one place is not to eat the Lord's Supper.